You know what your first job is?
Taking care of my son.
I have a feeling that started all this trouble.
They shared custody.
This is not the first time that Mr. Anthony has different excuses why he cannot pick up his son.
But mom had put in her time.
I was upset, but I was stuck with the baby. It was nothing I could do.
You were stuck with the baby.
And she had enough.
Prove to me she vandalized your car. What did she say?
Well, you want me to use that type of language in here?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tyree Anthony is suing his ex-wife, Shantae Malone, for vandalizing his car after an argument over a custody exchange.
All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
Yeah, it's case number 591 on the calendar, the matter of Anthony versus Malone.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Anthony, this is your former wife, and it is your claim that she vandalized your car.
Yes.
How long have you been divorced?
It's been about 2 years now.
How long have you been divorced?
About 2 years.
You mean you don't know exactly?
No.
Did you ever get a final judgment
yes.
of divorce?
Yes,
you
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. And you have one child?
Yes. He is 3 years old.
A boy?
Yes.
What kind of custody arrangement do you have with him?
I'm supposed to have him every week, Thursday through Saturday. Thursday starting at 5:30 p.m. and I return him on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. I usually pick him up after he gets out of school. He used to get out of school at 5:30, but it switched to 3:30 on Thursday, so I started getting him as soon as he got out of school.
So who picks him up on Thursday?
I usually do, yeah.
Usually is an interesting question because I have a feeling that started all this trouble. Put the papers down while we're talking.
Okay.
You say she vandalized your car.
Yes.
On what date?
That was Thursday, January 21st, 2010.
Now, just prior to that, you had had a little bit of discussion with her and a little bit of a problem with regard to picking up your son. That's what I read in the paper.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me about that? When was that?
That was noon. I was at when I was at the restaurant, January 21st.
On the same day that your car was vandalized, is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
And you called her, or she called you?
Well, she sent me a message.
She sent you a message?
Yes.
One of those text things?
No. She left me a message that I had a missed call, and I heard it on the voicemail. So I sent her a text message back to inform her that I had work-related activities in a text message.
Well, what was her message to you?
Don't forget to pick up your son.
Right. That's pretty easy. Don't forget to pick up your son. Because it was Thursday.
Yes.
And you sent her back a note that you had work-related activities.
Yes.
That's not
like
true. Sorry.
What work-related activity?
Well, me and my friend had to go to a recording session at the studio. I consider that work because that's what I do on the side from my job.
You know what your first job is?
Taking care of my son.
When you divorced, did you have a lawyer?
No.
So you worked out the custody agreement with your wife yourself?
No.
We went. Who did?
I filed for another custody case, court order, so we can get that straightened out.
So you filed for custody so that you could get a judge to set a custody order?
Yes.
Because it was really important to
yes.
you. And did you have a trial?
Yes, we did.
How long was the trial?
It was just one day. It was quick.
And after the trial, you were given Thursday to Saturday?
Yes.
Picking him up from school, dropping him off on Saturday afternoon?
Yes.
And that's what you wanted?
Yes.
That's your work, not a recording session. So now that we've gotten that cleared up, Mr. Anthony, you're a father who has custody Thursday, 3:30, to Saturday, 5:30. So now you are royally miffed. Do you work?
No, not at this time.
What do you do?
I'm a student.
How many credits do you take?
I'm a student for hair cosmetology, so it doesn't work like that. It works by hours.
How many hours do you work?
How many hours do I have built up so far? Is that what you're asking me? At school?
Let's start
school
there.
School a day is 8 hours.
Let's start there. Okay. How many hours do you have all told?
Total 951 hours.
And how many do you need?
You need 1,600 hours to be a hairdresser. I'm not finished yet. I'm still in school.
And how many hours a day do you go?
Probably about 6 hours a day.
And how many hours did you work on Thursday, January 21st?
I wasn't there. I was not at school on Thursday, January 21st.
What were you doing?
I was with my baby. He was out of school that day. He didn't have school.
So when Mr. Anthony called to say he couldn't pick him up on Thursday and work-related activity, he wasn't in school?
No. He wasn't. He was with me. I called Mr. Anthony to remind him to not forget to pick up his son. What happened to...
Not to forget to pick him up from where?
From me.
From you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what did Mr. Anthony say?
He sent me a text message back basically saying that he couldn't make it to pick him up because he was in the studio. I really didn't appreciate that. This is not the first time that Mr. Anthony has different excuses why he cannot pick up his son. I feel like that I'm a pretty...
I don't care what you feel like.
Okay.
All right, so you were annoyed.
Yes, I was, very.
And what happened?
And then we basically went back and forth on the telephone. You know, him basically cussing me out. He's in the studio. Oh, well, deal with it. I wanted a baby. I'm the one to deal with. He don't care about a court order, you know, stuff like that. So I was upset. But I was stuck with the baby. It was nothing I could do.
That was nice. You were stuck with the baby.
I mean, I wasn't stuck with him. That's my son.
That's what you said. That's not what I said.
I don't want to say it like I was stuck with him. That's my son. So not that I was stuck with him, but I still had him at his time.
You pay child support, Mr. Anthony?
Yes, I do.
How much?
It's about $450 a month.
$450 a month?
Yes.
Other than working and recording, what do you do?
Nothing. I work. I'm a technician for Comcast.
Well, that's a job.
Yeah. That's why I said I do the studio on the side. That's not my... main thing.
How old are you, Mr. Anthony?
28.
How old are you, Ms. Malone?
27.
When was the last time you held a full-time job?
In 2008.
That's not an answer.
In 2008.
What'd you do?
A bartender.
And what happened to that job?
I got laid off.
When?
September 4th of 2008.
How do you support yourself?
You know, I still bartend on the side. I do a lot of parties, weddings, and stuff like that. I also sell handbags and accessories and things like that. And I have clients. I do hair on the side as well. Oh, and I receive unemployment.
From 2008?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been receiving unemployment?
I've been receiving unemployment since about 2009. I filed back in 2008, but they had a mistake or something like that went on, so I didn't actually start getting paid until, like, May of 2009.
Oh, great. Okay. Prove to me she vandalized your car.
Okay. Basically, like she said, we were on the phone. She was the one arguing with me.
I understand you were arguing. Prove to me she vandalized your car.
Okay. Once the phone disconnected, I don't know if she hung up on me because I was still talking. She gave me a call about 10 minutes later stating that she's outside of my house. I need to come outside and get him right now because my car was still in my stall, but I was in my friend's car. I wasn't in my own car. So she said, come out and get your son right now. And I tried to explain to her that I'm not at home.
Did you, Ms. Malone, or did you not drive to Mr. Anthony's house?
No, I did not.
Did you go to Mr. Anthony's house?
No, I did not.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she demanded me to come out. I'm talking to her calm, like, I'm not at home. Can you please leave my house? She says that if I don't come right now from wherever I was at, that she's gonna damage my car.
So, she doesn't say damage your car.
Key, or she gonna mess up my paint, key my car.
She didn't say key. What did she say? I want to know the words she used. If you don't come home right now.
Well, you want me to use that type of language in here?
I want you to tell me exactly what she said.
She's gonna, you know, I'm gonna your car up.
That sounds about right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You don't want to say anything, do you?
Not really. I don't have.
Good. Then sit down. She doesn't either.
I have a lot to say, actually.
I'm not interested in anything you have to say. I have a bad temper.
And later today,
your counterclaim's going to be dismissed the next time you shout out.
Yes.
Do you understand?
She let me know the day that we were moving in together that she owed all this money.
That's a lie.
Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tyree Anthony claims ex-wife Shantae Malone vandalized his car after an argument.
Go ahead.
After she says that, I'm trying to explain to her, like, look, I spent a couple thousand dollars to paint my car. Can you please not do that? She's like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about it. You keep playing. And also with the custody thing, as far as me having excuses to not get them on certain days, she's actually okay to those excuses. A lot of times she's took them for me. So that's
yes,
that's,
I have, but not all the time.
She did it for me. Like, if I had to go out of town or something, she'd take care of them days that I was supposed to get them. But anyway, she says that she's going to my car up. So I'm trying to inform her that I spent a lot of money. Can you not do that? She says she don't care. And I'm still, as I'm talking, she's on the phone, and I'm still talking. She said, I said, can you please not do that? She was like, oh, it's too late. I already did it. So then she ended up hanging up on me with a regular tone and said, bye. Just hung up. So then after that, what I did was I called my neighbor that stays a couple doors down from me. I asked him, can he go?
Who's the neighbor?
He's not in here, actually. But I have the phone records. I have the phone records that I have that I called him. I called him to go check the damage for me to see if she really did it or if she didn't do it. He went out there. He said he stayed on the phone with me when
Don't
he walked.
Don't tell me what your neighbor said. That's okay. Hearsay.
Okay.
Prove to me that she damaged your car.
Okay. Well, when we got, me and my friend got in the car, we drove all the way to my house. And I got there, and I looked at the damage. I called the police on my way there, by the way. So the police officer was already there when I got there. So he checked the damage, and then I had my my maintenance guy that works in my apartment. He informed me that it was a...
Don't tell me what he informed you. Okay. Is he here?
Yeah, he's right here.
Step up, please. Step up. Do you speak English, sir?
No.
Are you an interpreter?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me your name.
Ruth Contreras, with an oath on file.
And what is your name, sir?
Su nombre, señor.
Santiago Santos.
Santiago Santos.
Mr. Santos.
Señor Santos.
You are the maintenance worker where Mr. Anthony lives?
Sí. Sí.
Yes.
I want you to think back to January 22nd. Can you tell me what you saw at the complex?
En ese día yo estaba recogiendo la basura atrás de los containers.
On that day, I was picking up the trash from behind the containers.
Cuando oí a la señorita que ella estaba hablando por teléfono.
When I heard the young lady who was on the phone.
Is that young lady in court today?
¿Esa señorita está aquí en la sala?
Sí, es ella.
Yes, it's her.
Entonces ella se paró en la banqueta, dio vuelta al carro.
So she stood on the sidewalk, went around the car.
Algo que cargaba en la mano empezó a rayar el carro.
And I noticed that she was carrying something in her hand and she was scratching the car with that.
Cuando yo miré que ella, esperé que subiera su carro, era un carro blanco.
I waited for her to get into her car. It was a white car.
And she was driving.
Y ella iba conduciendo.
Sí, ella iba conduciendo.
Yes, she was driving.
Así, entonces cuando ella se retiró, yo fui a ver el carro, pero ya estaba, lo rayó todo.
So when she moved away, I went over to see the car and she had scratched it all around.
Thank you very much, Mr. Santos.
Gracias, señor Santiago.
Thank you, Madam Interpreter. May I see his photographs, please? That's not nice, Miss Malone. You have an estimate, sir, for fixing your car?
Yeah, it actually is a little bit more than what I originally set up the case for. Because at the time I got it painted at Mako, they were running a discount, but I ran it back by there and they said that the discount is over now. And that also, that second one is for my vinyl top, that slash, because it's a separate place. Mm-hmm.
How long have you had the car, sir?
I had that for 2 years.
Who did the paint job for you?
Mako.
Who are you?
I'm Shante, Shante's cousin, Nikisha Stroman.
You don't want to say anything, do you?
Not really, I don't have
Good, to then sit down. She doesn't either.
I have a lot to say, actually.
I'm not interested in anything you have to say. You have a bad temper.
That's why I'm not saying.
You have a bad temper. And how many children do you have?
One.
How many children do you have?
Two.
Two! Uncross your hands. How old's your other one?
She just turned one.
Turned one. Do you live with her?
No.
It's enough. You have to find something else to occupy your time, sir.
Well, I mean, I actually take care of my kids. I'm not
taking
deadly,
care of
so.
Them is not an is
no,
not
he
the
doesn't.
Issue. Is taking care of them, sir, is not the
well,
issue.
My son, anyway.
If you don't close your mouth, I'll add on something. Taking care of them is not the issue. Making them not to live with them is an issue. Do you understand?
I understand that.
It's very nice. So you send them $100 a week, and your conscience is clear. $450 a month, and your conscience is clear. That's not fathering. Do you know what I'm talking about, sir?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
She had promised to pay me back when she got a $10,000 bonus from her employer. She got fired for stealing.
Did she get a $10,000 bonus?
No, ma'am.
Then she can't pay you back?
She still owes me the money.
No, Mr. Roberts, she doesn't.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tyree Anthony claims ex-wife Shante Malone vandalized his car after an argument.
You're supposed to be with this child from Thursday to Saturday. When do you spend time with the other one?
I actually see her more than I see him because of our relationship, so.
That's sure to change. That's sure to change. Find something else productive to occupy your time, sir. You have enough children for the time being. Okay. You owe him $2,800. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
He has not seen our son in about 3 months because of this incident.
it's been a little bit less than that.
And I'm just very upset about it.
But I mean, she, I don't want to be around her. I don't call her. I don't like seeing her.
I just want to move on with our lives and him start back seeing his son and we could just move on from there.
I hope that she lets him come stay with me so he can become a real man.
But look out for Mr. Anthony. He's a player, ladies.
Just say no to hood rats.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Roberts versus Vaselli step forward.
Joseph Roberts is suing his ex-girlfriend, Tammy Vaselli, for unpaid loans, car payments, and for the return of an iPhone. Tammy is countersuing for half the cost of an engagement ring.
Mr. Roberts, you and Ms. Vaselli were in a relationship, engaged for a period of time, and you claimed that she owes you some money from loans, starting back the money that you allegedly loaned her in 2008.
Yes, ma'am.
In addition, you say she has an iPhone that you loaned to her. You want that back. Ms. Vaselli says that there was never any discussion of returning that money that you gave to her back in 2008 or even subsequently. And she's counterclaiming because she says that the money for the engagement ring came out of a joint checking account. So she wants half the money for the stone. So let's start with this alleged loan in 2008.
Yes, ma'am. In 2008, I had loaned Tammy $2,500.
When in 2008? Your counterclaim's going to be dismissed the next time you shout out.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand? Great. When in 2008?
September 24th of 2008, I loaned Tammy $2,000 to pay back rent and $500 to pay back a payday loan.
Okay. Now, were you living together at the time?
Your Honor, we were not. At the time.
When did you move in together?
Actually, the day that I loaned her the money. She okay. let me know the day that we were moving in together that she owed all this money.
That's a lie.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's how I don't have to deal with it, right? The stone, forget the stone. It's gone.
Okay.
Now, did she make any payments on the loan?
No, ma'am.
You continued to share a home, share a bed. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And at some point, there was, according to you, an additional amount of money that you loaned to her, and that's because you let her use a car and she was supposed to make car payments. Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
Correct? And when did that start?
That started in March of 2009.
Okay, now, so you had this loan of $2,500 that she hadn't repaid you from September 2008 to March of 2009. Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
Correct? So you decided
yes.
to advance her some more money.
At that time, I had no choice, Your Honor.
Okay.
She needed a car, and she couldn't get the financing for the car. So at that point, she had tried to get financing everywhere else and said, I can't get financing. And at that time, I was going to get a new car anyway. So I said, I'll get the new car, and you can make the car payments on the RAV4.
Your Honor.
And at that time, she agreed.
Shut up.
Judge Judy continues. And are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, did she make the car payments in April of 2009?
No, ma'am.
May?
No.
June?
No.
July?
No.
August?
No.
September?
No.
October?
No.
November?
No.
December?
No, I had the car back by
just
that
a
time.
Sec.
No.
And when did you decide to become engaged? On what date?
We got engaged in April of 08.
Get over it, Mr. Roberts. It's finished.
Ma'am, she had promised to pay me back when she got $10,000 bonus from her employer. She got fired for stealing. At that point, I started
to tell... Just a second. So that's what you're telling me, that she promised to pay you back when she got a $10,000 bonus?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she get a $10,000 bonus?
No, ma'am.
Then she can't pay you back?
She still owes me the money, Your Honor.
No, Mr. Roberts, she doesn't. A loan implies that there is an expectation of being paid back. And when you have an amount of money that is 2 years ancient, and what you've done is lived as a family, and each month goes by and there is no payment, and what you do is continue to advance money, according to you. I mean, she's got a whole different story. She says she put money in a joint bank account, and that's the way you lived. You did have a joint bank account, didn't you?
For a short period of time, we did.
Very good. So, Mr. Roberts, it's over. Relationship's over. You have the ring back?
If I may interject, Your Honor.
I don't care. You know, you can't interject.
I do have the ring back.
Good. Great. Goodbye. Hope you're happy.
What about the
you
phone, can't? Your Honor?
What?
The phone, the iPhone.
The phone's hers.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
After I put the ring on her finger, she turned into a total monster and completely changed, turned to 180.
All he's trying to do is get back at me. He's trying to be verbally abusive like he normally is.
I mean that instead of being home in a reasonable time, she'd be out at all hours of the evening with her ex-boyfriends.
So, I mean, that's not true.
And I'm not going to say that she was participating in the world's oldest profession.
He can say what he wants to say. I'm not going to sit here and slam on him like he did to me.
But if the shoe fits.